Wiggy correction on the Subaru of New England text line if he is listening as he gets ready for surgery. It is, and Curtis, you knew this. You were too kind to say it while Wiggy was here. It's Tommy that is working on the docks. Not today because of the strike, but it's not Johnny who is working on the docks in the Bon Jovi song. It is Tommy that used to work on the docks.
If it's possible, I know less about Bon Jovi than Wiggy does.
Shoot. On a day like this, not correct Wiggy.
I know. In this economy?
No.
I mean, are you kidding me?
He's very nervous. Like, I know that he said he was, but really sitting here with him today, and he talked about it a little bit with us yesterday, he is very scared to be put under.
Yeah, I'm amazed that he went through his whole NFL career and never had surgery. He's never had surgery before. So,
and I saw some people saying, you need to get a colonoscopy, Wiggy. What do you mean? And that's Twilight. That's much different than what he's going through today.
Right. No, he's having full anesthesia.
Yes.
He elects to not even go Twilight.
He never lets Twilight interfere with his day job, Curtis. You know that.
Wiggy, you're going to be fine, my friend.
Yes. This is Paul from Plymouth. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Great. What's up?
I called a couple weeks ago complaining about the musical interludes, but I got to tip my hat to you. You really do play some great music, so I applaud the effort trying to diversify.
Thank you, sir.
But I'm really calling today. You're welcome. I'm really calling today to share some of my personal viewpoints. I'm a 60-year-old executive. I've worked for 3 Fortune 100 companies, a big mutual fund company, big medical health insurance company. And the reality of it is today is early in my career, I dictated what I wanted done. I told people, this is what you're going to do. This is when you're going to do it. This is how you're going to do it. But the years have changed. People have changed. Younger generations do not respond to that. So the collaborative process is a must if they're going to have success. Because in the business world, teams like Apple, like Google, the reason they're so successful is because they practice collaboration and healthy communication and transparency. And I think that's what we're seeing now with Mayo versus the Belichick, comparison.
Yeah.
You know, Belichick came up at a different time, and Mayo's cut from a different cloth. So thanks for letting me share my insight. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No, I know. Listen, it's a different approach. It may be necessary with today's player. I don't think anybody would look at any organization from the outside and say that it is a good thing, a positive thing, for a member of a team to be calling out other team members in a public forum. And so I think that would be an issue regardless of who the manager is. And hopefully that is something that Gerard Mayo will end up addressing.
In this example aside, I mean, we've seen this so far, whether it's the offseason or going into the regular season, where I'm sure there are moments where Gerard Mayo wishes he could have them back. Like, being too much of an open book has led them down a path where they've gotten in trouble for things. So, we've been saying it since the beginning. It starts with the top, and then it trickles down. So however Gerard Mayo handles himself, the players are going to as well.
But if we want to keep comparing it to Bill, you have to also remember what it was like dysfunction-wise last couple years with the Patriots. He wasn't even talking to the quarterback of his team. There was a clear divide between he and Robert Kraft.
Well, no, that was just because he hated Mac.
Right. So how would you allow yourself in a position like that to hate the most important player on the team where you don't talk to him?
Because he felt slighted by him. He was going
isn't
elsewhere.
Isn't it the job
to
of a manager to look past personal slights? Isn't it do your job? How is it doing your job if you don't talk to the quarterback?
Yeah, I just think that Bill, from what we've seen, I don't know him personally outside of when we've talked to him on this show, but I think he holds a chip. And Mac Jones, made his bed.
Nobody's debating that. It's just you can't say that it was better when the guy wasn't even talking to the starting quarterback of the team.
I don't think it would have been that different.
We can get into this a little bit when it comes to some leftovers from They Said It. There are organizations in which a leader, a high-profile employee, criticizes the boss one day, and I'm referring to Aaron Rodgers, and immediately the next day, the boss goes out there and basically lies down in the prone position and says he was wrong in the case of Robert Saleh. You want to play that audio from yesterday, Shime? All right.
No. Yesterday I was
I was mentioning Operation. We're always going to push the envelope with Cadence, always. But with regards to Operation, you know, getting in and out of the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, the communication that's being had, those are all things that we can continue to look at and clean up. But from a Cadence standpoint, that's part of what makes us who we are, and we're going to continue to always push the envelope on that.
Sorry, Mr. Rogers. I'm sorry to bring up Cadence. You're spot on with your Cadence, Mr. Rogers.
I majored in emasculating in college. Like, I know it very well. I've been emasculated in the public airways for a long time. That is next level right there.
I mean,
unbelievable. Isn't this the same hard ass who was like, Aaron Rodgers was not an approved absence at training camp? Wow.
From a Cadence standpoint, that's part of what makes us who we are.
So, I mean, that relationship is not going to last, right, Curtis?
Of course not.
That's why I think Wiggy might be right when he says that is a potential landing spot for Bill Belichick.
And I think Bill has a ton of respect for Aaron Rodgers. So if he were to come back, I'm still on the page of that he is not going back to coaching anytime soon or ever. But he loves Aaron Rodgers, so...
That would be awesome for our purposes.
Oh,
God, go to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers and Bill Belichick, they could do like their own Rogan podcast.
And doesn't Dante Scarnecchia's son work for the Jets?
He sure does, Courtney. Good point.
Remember when they tried to explain away what happened? Was that Monday Night Football?
No, that was against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yes, correct. It was Thursday Night Football when Aaron Rodgers was basically like, don't talk to me. Shut up. Yeah, I don't need to interact with you at all. If you watch them on the side, Boomer said this. Boomer alluded to this a little bit with us yesterday, and then later in the show, Boomer was talking about how he never sees those two interact on the sidelines.
Right.
It's not a happy marriage there.
No.
It's not. What else? Anything else, Shime, they said it wise?
Yeah, I had another one for you. This one was from the former president of the United States.
Oh, okay.
On
sports?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump weighed in on the NFL, and needless to say, not a huge fan of the new kickoff.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what they're doing with the kickoff return in the NFL.
It's a mess.
And I don't want to get involved in controversy, of course, but it looks so bad. And I noticed they haven't done that in college, and they shouldn't do it. And I think the NFL should go back. I mean, maybe it's a little more dangerous. I doubt it's any more dangerous. It is, you know, it's football. I think they made a terrible mistake in doing that. But you look at this, they haven't. It was the first thing I was looking at. I said, have they done it? They haven't. It looks so strange. And you don't take something that's working and change it. But this is really big time football, and it's great to see.
Wow. Oh. He was handing out hot dogs at that game, right?
He was.
Very nice. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
That was amazing.
Well, was he just throwing, was he slinging glizzies to the crowd?
Yeah.
There will never be a better video than after one of the hurricanes where he was throwing the paper towel rolls.